Venezuelan immigrant and PUSA activist. There's nowhere to live if America falls to socialism. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 24, 2019. Venezuelan immigrant and turning point USA. PUSA student activist Jose Vargas told Breitbart News Daily there is not a single socialist that is not a liar, adding that they lie to get elected. And that there will be no other place to live if America falls under socialist ideologies. Vargas, who immigrated to the United States from Venezuela, offered his first-hand experiences with socialism in a Wednesday interview for the weekly PUSA campus report on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. "There is not a single socialist that is not a liar," said Vargas to Marlowe on Wednesday, "and that's what we have here. That's pretty much the base of the Democratic Party as of today. They all praise socialism and they say, oh, no, Venezuela was not real socialism. No, it was. It's actually socialism, what happened in Venezuela," added Vargas. "Don't let yourself get fooled by them. That's actually what they want to implement in America. That's a point of no return, and I would hate to see that happening in the greatest country in the world." Vargas, who immigrated to the United States to escape socialism in Venezuela, shared his message in a recent PUSA video speaking directly to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, about the realities of socialism. "I thank God every single day that I was able to get here legally, which is very, very important," said Vargas. "It's very concerning, a lot of people complaining, playing victim, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm an immigrant, I'm Hispanic. No, this is the country of opportunities. And you work hard enough, whatever you do, you're going to get far in life." Vargas added that he believes most immigrants come to the United States to work hard and make a better life for themselves. "For instance, you can actually hear my accent," said Vargas, "but I learned English, because I'm in America. It's a must. My English might not be perfect, but I'm trying to assimilate and I think I've done a pretty decent job in that manner. I think most of us are here to assimilate. We want to have a better life, and we want to try that freedom that you guys have here in America," added Vargas, who also noted that he is currently a student at Valencia College, where he is pursuing a degree in psychology. "How surprised are you when you see the popularity of socialism growing in the United States?" asked Marlowe. "But in reality, they just do that to get your vote," continued Vargas, "and once they are elected, they will let go. They would put all of the means, all of the resources that they can get to not get out from power. They will even point guns at you for you not to take them down." Vargas had also offered his remarks in response to Marlowe's inquiry on his reaction when people referred to President Donald Trump as a dictator. "If President Trump were to be a dictator, to begin with, nobody would be able to call him a dictator. They would be almost immediately imprisoned and tortured. President Trump has a particular way of saying things. I'm not going to lie, which I honestly like. But he's really, really far from being a dictator, really far. If he were a dictator, you'd have dungeons of people being tortured. Just like we have in Venezuela, he would have his own armed group. Just like we do in Venezuela, if Trump were a dictator. Or anybody, it doesn't matter, in the United States, was a dictator, you wouldn't have no opposition whatsoever. To an extent, it makes me laugh, Alex. It makes me laugh when people try to compare Trump to a dictator. No, you're in the freest country in the world. You can literally say or do anything you want here without any consequences whatsoever, unless you commit a crime, obviously." Vargas had also noted that because he was born and raised in Venezuela, he misses his home country, to an extent, "but I can guarantee you that America has given me more in less than 3 years than my country ever gave me in almost 20 years," said Vargas. The PUSA activist also shared what he would say to socialist politicians in the United States, such as Rep. Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders, IBT. "If they want socialism so bad, why don't they go to a country where it's always implemented? I have an apartment back in Venezuela. They can go there and live for as long as they want, rent-free, that's fine. They need to get that true shock of what socialism is. They need to see the people starving with their own eyes to actually be aware of what they are trying to preach, what they are trying to implement here. I would tell them personally, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Senator Sanders, stop lying to American people. We all know that ultimately, you just want to take control. You want to take power and not let it go, because that's how it usually goes. Historical records show it that way. Vargas concluded his interview by reiterating how important it is that the United States never submits to socialism. Because if it happens here, where are we supposed to live then? Said Vargas, there's no other place to live if America falls under those harmful ideologies.